So I just want to share with you a few interesting things. I won't make it very long, but there was this research. Y'all know how much of a nerd I am and how much I like research. So there was this research study at the University of California, UC Davis, recently, and it was released in the Journal of Personality, blah, blah. You guys don't care about that. Anyway, what you do probably care about is that there are certain qualities that these researchers say basically make you a healthy personality. So I thought it was interesting, and some people will tell you that this is related to. There are some articles going around right now saying, "Oh, narcissism turns out to be not so bad," but they're obviously not talking about toxic narcissism. So I just wanted to share with you what these qualities are. So the research says the qualities are that, to be a healthy personality, what does it look like? Well, number one, being psychologically well adjusted. I know that's kind of vague, but that's what it is. Being open to feelings, the ability to resist temptation sometimes, being straightforward, being competent, having high self-esteem, being spontaneous, responsible, ambitious, good self-regulatory skills, optimistic outlook on the world, clear, stable view, low aggression, low meanness. Being basically a decent person, a nice person, being less likely to exploit other people, being relatively immune to stress. I mean, how many of us are relatively immune to stress? But anyway, self-sufficient and warm connection. So I think this is interesting. And obviously, we're going to, all fall on different areas here. But if you have any thoughts on that, let me know. I might be making a video with some of this information later. We'll see. Okay, so I'm going to just jump in and start answering questions. And so if you have questions, throw them in the chat. If you have comments about that study, throw them in the chat and let's just get her done, shall we? All right. So, Natasha, as far as your dad estranging from you, what happened? Do you want to talk about it? Tell me kind of where you're at with that. And William, thank you so much. William Garces, thank you for all your hard work on narcissists. It's my pleasure. Now, Ab, thank you. I'm glad to hear that you're finding some peace in my work. I know it's hard when it's your son's mother and your wife, and you're still dealing with her, and oh, she took your son away and made you look real bad with her family. I'm just really sorry to hear that. I know that's difficult, and I'm so sorry. Oops, now I lost my place. I hate when that happens. Do, do, do. Bear with me, people. Okay, here we are. Okay, and we have Misty. Hey, Misty. Mr. Gigi. Hey, thanks for all your support on that one video that I'm not going to name right now because I said I'd never talk about that again, but I really appreciate that, Mr. Gigi, and anyone else in here today who supported me there. Thank you. Okay, we have ABC Conversations. Hey, Samantha Owens, by the way. ABC Conversation says, what do you think about ADHD being caused by a narcissistic codependent family dynamic? This is very interesting because I actually think there's something to that. I've actually done a video about this before. And I dug into all the science, but I was diagnosed with ADHD at age 35. And initially I thought, well, this must have been what was wrong all along, which of course is possible, but it certainly did change my understanding of myself and the way that I deal with things in my life. I think that it's entirely possible. Yes. Crystal says, you have helped me understand so much. Thank you, Crystal. I appreciate that very much. Thank you. Life's Revival has rainbows anyway. Thank you. I love that. One of my awesome channel members. Kelly Vaughn says, I can't wait for some real talk. Well, let's talk, girl. What you got? Arlene says, your hair looks great. Thank you. I tried something a little, well, an old style, something a little different today. Felt the need to glam it up. Was feeling a little dark, a little cranky. So tried to spiff up a little. All right. Hey, Rick Mash, how are you? Yeah, it's been a while. I'm glad to see you. Hey, Vicky. Ab, thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Julia, I did not see that video, and I do support Richard, not the other one that you mentioned, though. Long story, no need to worry. Hey, beautiful purpose. Good to see you here, my friend, one of my awesome channel members. Kelly Vaughn says, empathy. Yes, indeed. Empathy is very important. KitKat says, Angie, why do you think he showed up for counseling after a year and a half? Now the counselor has him diagnosed narcissist and sadist. You know what? Kit Kat, I think that's because he must be looking for supply. I mean, you've been working with this person for how long, trying to make things right, trying to do things, the best way you could for your kids. And now suddenly he's showing up. I would, say that that's one of two things. Either he isn't getting the kind of supply he wants from his new supply, or maybe your kids guilted him, or even maybe that his new supply guilted him or pushed him into going. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Can you share a little more information? I know you have talked about that before. pardon me. Sorry, I got a little cold. Kelly says transparent. Yeah, those are all, empathy and transparency are huge for personality traits for sure. Crystal says, hi everyone. I can't comment today because I'm getting ready to go out, but I'll be listening for a bit. Just wanted to say hi. Well, thank you, Crystal. I appreciate that, Crystal Rolfe. Priscilla Pena is here. Hello, Priscilla. She says, I told my CN, cerebral narcissist, I think she means, that I needed time to gather my thoughts and feelings for, and thank you for understanding. After he canceled on me, he says he understands, but are we still on for next Friday? Did he disregard my text? My guess is he's looking for confrontation. So if I were you, I would either not respond if you don't have to, or if you think he might show up at your house or something, then I would respond with something like, as I explained, I'm going to need a little more time. I'll let you know when I'm ready to get together again, or something like that. What are your thoughts? Let me know. Samantha Owen says, can you please help my narcissist boyfriend? Can you please help? My narcissist boyfriend is trying to say that he's calling the cops on me because he wants me to leave. I also spent everything in my account. Can I see the rest of that? I'm trying to find it. Now, see, what happened was that the chat just scrolled down on me. Okay, Samantha, can you please recommend? I'm not sure what you're asking me to recommend, Samantha. I'm not seeing the rest of your post. I'm going to assume, well, I'm not sure why he's throwing you out, but I do understand spending all your bills on, you know, on that. I don't know what you're looking for me to recommend, but I would say that let him call the cops. They're not going to throw you out of the house. If you've lived there for 90 days or more, you have residency and he will have to legally evict you, which will take at least 90 more days. So then save up your money, don't pay any of his damn bills, and go for it from there. Tell me your thoughts on that. And that's if you're in the United States. If you're not, I don't know what the deal is legally, but if anybody knows, please share in the chat if anybody knows. I mean, Samantha, let us know if you're in the States or not. Jessica says, I hate being late to the party. Hello, everyone. Big hugs to all. Back at you, Jessica. Thank you. Nails says, welcome to Phoenix. And hello, Nails. How are you? Welcome. Good to see you. Natasha says, my dad purchased me a bracelet. I told him thanks. I took it to the shop to get a bigger size, but while I was there, I saw a beautiful ring, so I got that instead. I told him and he said, I am disappointed. You have blown it. I mean, actually, this is kind of funny. I mean, not funny. It's terrible. And I'm really sorry that he did that to you. But it's interesting that you say it because a few years ago, my husband bought me a ring at a jewelry store, a local one, not anything really expensive. It was just like gemstones, you know, and it was a flower. I loved it. And I guess it was about 2 years ago. Bought it for me for Valentine's Day. Well, one of the petals or the stones on the petals popped off. So I took it back to the store. Well, they didn't have another one and they were going to keep it to fix it. And they offered me the opportunity to get a different ring, which I did. I ended up getting a necklace and a ring that matched because they were, you know, it was I don't know if it was a set or what, but it was the same price. And he wasn't upset. But I think the difference here is that maybe, you know, your dad felt upset because he chose it for you, but I don't see how you blew anything. I mean, if he would have had a problem with you exchanging it, then maybe he should have mentioned it. I guess give me some more information on that. That's a typical, I'm disappointed you have blown it. I mean, I don't see what the difference is unless it meant something to him, if it was some kind of a special like symbol or something to him. I don't know. Share your thoughts. Hey, Colleen, good to see you. Brittany says, how to stop getting into relationships with narcissists, I think she means. Okay, Brittany, basically the truth is you have to respect yourself enough to have very high standards and to stick to them. And that sounds really simple, but it's not simple when we're talking about survivors of narcissistic abuse, because we all are sort of people pleasers. And sometimes we can be, if we're not very strong in our self-esteem, we can be easily fooled by, or even like pacified, does that make sense, by pacified, so like a pacifier kind of thing, but like by a narcissist who is playing, a nice, healthy person. They're very good at seeming like the best people you ever met when you first meet them. So it's difficult. So a couple of recommendations: obviously, work on your self-esteem, create boundaries for yourself, and don't allow anyone to step over them. And then also take your time getting to know that person. Take your time getting to know who he is or she is, and what, before you let them into your like inner circle space. You know what I mean? The space that the closest people to you. Do you know what I mean? Let me know your thoughts about that. Kit Kat says his wedding is now in 3 weeks. Oh, this is her narcissistic ex who, I mean, gosh, you guys haven't even been divorced. Have you even been divorced a whole year? I mean, maybe it's been 18 months. It feels like, yeah. She said, I really thought that would be it, that I thought he'd disappear instead of show up more. Well, see, now he's getting comfortable with the new supply. So now he's, looking for more ways to get attention. And my gosh, for how many 20 something years you gave him all the supply he could need, you know what I mean? So now he's probably reaching out for your supply again. I mean, and with the wedding happening, she's probably getting a ton of attention. As we all know, the bride tends to get a lot of attention, and he might be feeling a little left out or a little bit, insignificant. So maybe he's like, oh, let me resolve all this other stuff because this will give me attention too. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Am I off base there? Jessica says to Samantha, he can't kick you out if you have established residency, as in your mail goes there. Right, exactly. Misty Dawn says, my aggression only comes out when provoked. I still think my personality is healthy. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm going to be really honest with you. There is a side of me that nobody wants to meet. And they could meet that side of me if they do. And I'm not going to tell you. I very much, anybody who hurts my kids in any way does not want to know me because I will become someone I'm not in real life. So I think we all have a little bit of that. It's that mama bear thing for me. And I'm sure we're all that way about something. But when we get to that, in fact, I'm working on a video about this right now because some people came into my comments and they were saying, that they're worried about themselves because one of the people said that her psychologist diagnosed her as an empathic narcissist. There's no such thing. That is literally the opposite of a possibility, in my opinion. I mean, empathy and narcissists, that the lack of empathy is the one uniting quality of narcissists. Lack of empathy for people they care about, or they can pretend to display empathy sometimes, but it's pretty much always a pretend display. It's about love bombing usually, or it's about, people they don't know very well or whatever, because they want people to think they're amazing. You know the deal. You know the deal. All right. So yeah, but I'm with you, Misty. I'm with you. I actually love your personality. Misty's one of the most laid back people that I know, and yet she's so driven. It's a beautiful thing. Okay. Shastina, and for those of you who don't know, Misty is our featured blogger over at divorceyournarcissist.com. So check her out. And she's one of our coaches. She's our divorce coach for you, Queen Bee. Shastina, hello. It's so good to see you. How are you? Let's see here. Who is this person? Bear with me 1 second. I'm just checking something out here. Oh, okay. Okay. So let's see here. Natasha says to Kit Kat, the marriage won't last. My ex-narc was married 3 times. Yeah, what's interesting is that my ex-husband has been married, who was more of a covert type narcissist. He was married. He's been married since me. I was wife number one that I know of. And since me, he's been married like 3 times, I think. So, yeah. He's just like a serial marriage person. Life Survival says, I had two ADHD kids. I think it's definitely something to look into. Certainly, certainly, yes. Lisa Christensen, hello. How are you, my friend? She says, hello. Hi, Angie. I'm so glad to support. The support group is live today. So that son of a biscuit eater filed a restraining order on me. I lost my house and I'm escaping to Tennessee. Oh, well, I'm so sorry that you got a restraining order filed against you, but at least that means he can't also contact you, because I think that means you can call the police if he's coming after you, which is good. But as far as, man, losing your house, that's terrible. But escaping to Tennessee is a good thing. I hope. Is it a good thing? I know people in Tennessee. Lisa, I'm just so sorry that happened to you, but you don't deserve it, but I hope for your sake that your escape to Tennessee turns out to be the best thing that ever happened to you. You never know what could happen. Sometimes good things are things we don't think are going to be good things. None of us thinks when we get divorced, it's going to be the best thing that ever happened to us. But it turns out for me it was. And I bet for a lot of other people, even here in this room, it might have been. So, or it will become the best thing eventually. Let me know your thoughts. Kit Kat says, I kept the kids home today sick. He contacted me and wanted to know why. I didn't even think to tell him parallel parenting. Do you think it's necessary to tell him what I do with the kids? No, I don't think it's necessary at all. No. Jessica says, no, in fact, Kit Kat, I would not say anything to him that he doesn't absolutely need to know. And I mean by the law, like whatever your divorce papers say you have to tell him, I would tell him, but only that. And I think that would be mostly when you're going to pick up and drop off, really. Maybe their grades and any major medical stuff, I think. Let me know your thoughts about that. ABC Conversations. Okay, that's so funny. Thanks, James. Yeah, we're not here for self-promotion, but thank you. James, I'm so happy to see you, and I'm glad that you are part of my amazing mod squad. Thank you, thank you. Lisa Christensen says, and I'm pregnant with twins. Oh, honey. Oh, my gosh. But his psychopath girlfriend called the cops and said she wanted me to add the cops. Well, oh, said she wants me. And to add to that, the cops won't listen. Nobody will listen, and I'm afraid for my life. Oh my God, Lisa, I'm so sorry. I mean, I would go into hiding if it's possible. I would definitely not say where you're going. I would definitely not say where you're going. The plus side is this video will be unlisted afterward, and I'll try to cut that part out. But that's too much. You don't deserve that. I'm so sorry. Kelly says, I'm trying to help my husband lose the narc stuff. He acknowledged that he has problems. His mom is ground zero. His sister is also damaged, along with two other siblings. Dibs or siblings who are non-existent. I saw your comment about that, Kelly. Didn't you comment that to me? Look, here's the thing. If your husband's a true narcissist, he would never admit that he has any problems and that he might be a narcissist. I know that sounds confusing and weird, but it's true. So it's quite possible that growing up in a toxic household just gave him some terrible habits, narcissistic fleas, as it were. And in that case, I think it's possible for him to heal. I would ask you, has he ever shown any true empathy to you or your kids or anyone else? Let me know. Darlene Robertson, oh my God. She said her narcissist committed suicide at her house. She said, I'm all alone as my family turned against me. I'm so sorry, Darlene. I want to tell you something. That's incredibly painful, and I'm so sorry it happened. I've actually heard it more than once. There are some narcissists who will do that, and I really think in some cases they do it to be spiteful. And I know that's a weird thing to say about taking your own life, but I think that people like that, I don't know. I've heard it from, I'm telling you right now, I've heard it from one, two, three or four clients. And then I've heard a couple of different clients say to me that their spouses passed away of something, accidents or whatever, right as they were filing divorce. It's insane. I can't even imagine, darling, and I'm so sorry for your pain. I feel terrible for you. I'm so sorry. Metamorphosis says, Angie, I always appreciate how you talk about research studies in your videos. I'm a social scientist here. I love that. I love it, love it, love it. I research for me is like life. I'm a huge nerd. I'm always faces in the journals, I'm constantly looking for the latest research. I'm always psychological research specifically, and sociological research has always fascinated me. I mean, I like all research up to a point, because I think that when we can learn something new about ourselves as humanity, and if we can learn more, anything I can learn about how to understand personalities and selves and relationships better makes me better at my job and my life, if we're being really honest here. So I'm totally with you on that. Thank you. Kit Kat says to Natasha, she's already putting up with much more than I ever did. Oh my. She says, "I know I'm lucky to be out." Yes, I know you know, girl, and I'm so proud of you for that. Sue Boyce, hey, how are you, girl? How are you, Sue? She said, "Hi, Angie, you've helped so much. Thanks for all you do. Things are good now. Kids are back with my daughter." Oh, that's great. Your smile, fab sense of humor, and advice got us through. Sue, I love that so much. Thank you so much for sharing it with me. That's amazing. It's the best news I've seen all day. Lisa Christensen says, "When she called and told the cops she wants me dead." Oh, and she's trying to hire a hitman. What in. She's trying to find people to get me out of the way because she is so obsessed with him. Oh my gosh. Oh. I want to find the rest of her comment. Hold on a minute, guys. I just lost my the chat. You know, YouTube, listen to me. I need you guys to do better with the chat. Okay. Lisa. "I never imagined 34 years ago," Lisa says, "when I met him, that our life would end this way. I really thought I knew him." 34 years, you would think so, right? My God. She said, "I can't believe somebody can for you 34 years and just throw you away." Lisa, I'm so sorry, and I don't understand how you can be pregnant with twins and he can even allow this. I mean, this sounds like a fatal attraction situation, but I'm guessing that your narcissist must have somehow been part of it. Is that right? I assume so, since this is his new supply. I'm so sorry. Kelly says, "Am I wrong to point this garbage out and wanting to help? He's trying so hard, 24 years married." Okay, Kelly, are you wrong? I mean, I would never advise anyone to tell a narcissist that they're a narcissist. My guess is that you looked at the situation and you thought to yourself, well, I'm seeing some empathy here, so maybe he's not a narcissist, I'm guessing. I think in cases like that, it's not wrong to do that, but you have to be really, really honest with yourself. And I mean, if he's really trying to change, great. But just be careful. I've heard if he's not a narcissist, he can do it. And if he is a narcissist and he truly, actually, deeply wants to do it, a lot of people disagree with me on this, but I think it's possible. I've just never seen it happen. But I have seen people who seem toxic, who aren't narcissists, grow out of their bad behaviors, including myself. I came into adulthood with some misunderstandings of what it was to be in a relationship because I grew up in a toxic situation. So I had to kind of work through some of that. And I'm just being honest. We all have had narcissistic fleas. So if it's just that, then I mean, maybe we all haven't. A lot of us have. And if it's just that, if it's just something that he can, that you guys can work through together, I mean, my gosh, of course, 24 years of marriage might be worth it if you love him and you believe that he has the ability to grow and change. Maybe he can, but he has to believe it too. So that's my thought on that. Darlene Robertson says, "I really need some help. I don't know where to go for help. I don't have the money for counseling." Well, Darlene, you can get involved with our SPAN group. Counseling, I know, can get really expensive. Do you have health insurance, even Medicare? I don't know about Medicare. I know Medicaid will cover certain types of what's it called? I'm having a moment here. Certain counselors, certain types of therapy, Medicaid would cover, but you would. But I mean, for this situation, we're talking about a grief thing. Actually, Darlene, I might have a client who could help you. She's not a professional counselor, but she is someone who has survived a suicide. So send me an email and I'll see if she's available to do anything for you. She might be willing to do it. She's again, she's not a counselor. It would be just someone to talk with who's gone through that. So let me know if that's of interest, and if it is, send me an email. Kit Kat says, "One of the kids said it's like when you know you have a much better opportunities now that wait." One of Kit Kat's kids told her that when you know you have much better opportunities now that you and Daddy aren't together, but it still feels a little weird, like it shouldn't be that way. Well, she said, "I felt like he was describing a trauma bond, which I never even considered the kids could be experiencing that as well." Yeah, Kit Kat. Yeah, they definitely could be experiencing it. And I think, I mean, it feels a little weird because for their whole lives until recently, they were part of a two-parent family, and whether that family was healthy or not, it was all they knew. So what I would do in your case is I would just like really don't pretend everything's the same. I know you're not doing that, so please don't think I think you are. I know you're pretty amazing over there, but I would just to reiterate maybe what you're already doing. And I would just like for Christmas, I'd be like, okay, you kids, let's create a new tradition. You know what I mean? And do something special, and then make you do it with the kids every year after that, and come up with new routines in the house, and just like really push the we're making a fresh start thing with them. Do you know what I mean? Let me know your thoughts about that. Let's see here. And trauma bonding is difficult, but it's all about going through the whole. I mean, I've done, as you know, tons of videos on it, but it's about kind of accepting what happened and letting go of it. And it's going to be a little different with kids and depending on their ages, but I believe that I know it can be done. It's a process. It's a lot of talking. It's a lot of listening, but you can get through it, and so can they. Yeah. Let's see here. Wonder Girl is here. Hello, Wonder Girl. What a cool name. She says, question: my ex-husband narcissist is taking our son to the dentist on Saturday. I asked what time, and he said 11 a.m. I called the dentist, and they said 10 a.m. He lied. Should I call him out on it? I mean, I don't know why he would lie about an hour's difference, except that maybe he didn't want you to be able to show up or something. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call him out on it. I would just, if you plan to be there at a certain time, then be there at that time instead. That would be a situation. I mean, the truth is, even someone, anyone could innocently mistake the time by an hour. With that being said, it's entirely possible that it was done for a manipulative reason. But as you and I both know, most likely, if you bring that out and you confront him, probably he will just attack you, unless he's not that sort of narcissist, in which case you're going to be dealing with narcissistic injury, narcissistic rage. I mean, either way, it's not going to be good. I would say don't bother. Just save your energy. You can't talk to a brick wall. I mean, you can, but it won't listen, you know? Lisa says, I have to be out of the house by tonight, or the new owner, which is flipping the house, or flipping the house company, is going to throw me out. So I'm homeless as of midnight. Oh my God. Look, there are lots of resources that will help you. I don't know what state you're in, but if you can tell me, we can try to find you some resources. That's really difficult. I'm so sorry. Okay. Katie Amber says, do you have any recommendations on how to get a 24-year-old daughter to listen to my side after she's perjured herself to support my narc ex? She won't return texts or call and is buying his lies. Ooh, that's tough. I mean, obviously, there are lots of ways you can reach out to a person. What I would do is I mean, the fact is, if she doesn't want to hear you, she's not going to hear you. If she's blocked you and everything, then the best thing you can do is send her like a Christmas card and a birthday card or a holiday card every year and say, I'm thinking about you. I love you. I've always got your back. I'm sorry that you're confused and dealing with whatever, but just know I'm always here, and then leave it at that. With that being said, no mother wants to just settle for that. So maybe try, sending a really well-worded email, or think about, what you could do to get her attention in a positive way. Maybe you could just say, look, I understand that you don't understand the situation with your father and me, but I have a relationship with you outside of that, and I love you. So if we just agree not to talk about him, could we hang out, have coffee? I mean, would that work? Probably. I don't know. It's a tough call, but let me know your thoughts. Hey, Bella Vamhurst, it's good to see you. Hey, she said, hello, my friends. It's been too long. Many health issues, unable to make it online. She said, I think of you each day. Send strength and positive feelings. Have missed you. I'm having a rough time. I'm so sorry you're having a hard time, Belle, but I'm so glad that you popped in. Everybody, send light and love to Belle and also to Lisa. Lisa says, if there's anyone in the chat who lives in Minnesota, I have a beautiful cat that I can't take with me right now. If somebody could take her either temporarily or permanently. So if anyone here is in Minnesota, let us know, and we'll figure out a way to get you safely connected. Kit Kat says, for anyone struggling, I have to let you know. Since I've been working with Angie for the past year and a half, my life has dramatically changed. The self-care on high gear, and I'm thriving. finally, let me see if I can find the rest of hers. Finally leading a life of doing whatever I think is best for me and the kids without his input. It's amazing how different and easy life is. That is a very beautiful thing, Kit Kat. Thank you so much for sharing it with me. Very good thing. Okay. Kelly Vaughn says her husband has read a lot of self-help books, sees things differently as far as his upbringing, and gone no contact with his family. Well, that those are all positive signs. Positive signs. I would just keep trying to. I mean, Kelly, you guys have been together 24 years. It's a long time. And of all the things, if he's actually making an effort and he's really doing something to try to change, and you believe that he has empathy, I believe he can change. That's my main thing. If he has empathy, then I believe he can change. Let me know your thoughts. Emma Holmwood is here. Hello, Emma. She says, my covert narcissist mom, no contact since July, is apparently doing something nice for us for Christmas. What do you recommend on gifts? Not accepting, or returning? Thank you so much. I mean, if you're going to be in front of her face, then, I mean, that's, I guess, if you're celebrating Christmas with her, then I would just accept the gifts. If you're really no contact, then I wouldn't. I would just send, you know, return to sender and not accept the gifts. Unless, I mean, no contact is no contact. So my guess is that you heard through the grapevine she's doing something nice for you, and that was intentional because she wanted you to, you know, guilt and come back and do contact again. So let me know. Are you planning to see her for Christmas or not? Life's Revival says hey to Colleen. And Kit Kat says, leaning into a life of doing... Oh, I already read that one. Okay, that was a good one, though. But Kelly says boundaries are very important. Yes. Lisa says, I took your advice and went no contact with my covert narcissist mother. She is in assisted living, and she was supposed to pay me rent, and she shut down her card, so I had to go another way to get paid. I'm so sorry. Well, I mean, unfortunately, that's one of those situations that, you know, anytime you go no contact with a narcissist, when they do have some benefit for your life, then they'll take it away. Richard Grannon talks about that concept of taking the chocolate, you know, so if you choose to remain in contact in order to get the benefits, aka the chocolate, which in this case was the rent, then you also choose to deal with the narcissist. But, you know, I see that you chose to go no contact, which is great, but I know right now it must be horrible for you in this situation. Being that you're pregnant, I wonder if you couldn't get some sort of an injunction. Misty might know about this, to stop them from kicking you out of the house for 30 days or something. Misty, if you're still here, say something to Lisa in the chat if you know about that. I'm not sure. I know Misty was dealing with something. She has previously dealt with something regarding something like that. So, James says, Kit Kat, yay, glad to hear. Omar and Marcy say, hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be with you. Hello there, Omar and Marcy. It's good to have you. Colleen says, hey to Life's Revival. Oh, Carlita Vega's here. You guys might remember her from the Carlita story video I did, or as one of my co-authors on my most, well, not my most recent book, but the one before that. And she says, Angie, I have an update. The judge on my case was removed from the bench effective 3:30 p.m. yesterday. Good. This judge was such a winner. That's sarcastic, in case you didn't catch it, that this person was treating Carlita really badly for all the wrong reasons. It was messed up, and I'm so glad that you got this person out of there. And now maybe you'll actually get a fair chance. Is your case going to be reheard because of this? I hope. Natasha says, thank you. Always my pleasure. Lisa says, I don't know if you remember, Angie, but I was living with a narcissist mother and two narcissist sons on top of my narcissist ex. Can you ask? I went no contact with my best friend and mom. Oh, right. Yep. I'm so sorry. So sorry. Are you, Lisa, what is your, do you have a plan? Or when you're saying you're escaping to Tennessee, do you have family or friends that you're staying with, or what's happening? I mean, I'm scared for you. I want to know how you're gonna, you know, what. Don't tell me all the details if they're gonna get you know, if but tell me as much as you feel comfortable telling me. Brittany says that's so me. Colleen says, "Oh, Carlita, I'm so excited for you. That's truly amazing news. Congratulations." I agree. Kit Kat says to Wonder Girl, "I've had that happen all the time. I've started ignoring his foolishness, and now I've stopped cleaning up his messes and letting the chips fall where they may." Perfect. Omar and Marcy say, "My brother is a covert narcissist, and I thought my mom was too. And no, I'm wrong about that. Also, my BFF is a narcissist. I'm glad to tune into your program so I can dodge the curveballs." That's awesome. I mean, it's terrible about the narcissist, but it's awesome that you can dodge the curveballs. I like that. Kelly says, "Read all the books you possibly can, ladies. Listen to Angie." Thank you. James Kit Kat says to you, "Thank you. Long, hard road with a wonderful light at the end," right? Yeah. This is the thing. It sucks. The road is awful. But when you get to the end of it, my gosh, I mean, you find out you're more evolved than like everybody else you know in real life. It's pretty amazing. Okay. Let's see here. Carlita says, "Thank you to Colleen. It was good news after mediation with the narcissist was a bust." Yeah, I bet. She said, "I tried to tell everyone, but the judge forced it." Yeah, I know. Because that judge doesn't give a crap. I'm so glad that judge is out of there. And from what I heard from you during that interview, it was pretty serious. I mean, it was way more than there was a lot. There were several reasons that judge should not be on the bench. So I'm really glad to hear that. Brittany says, "Thank you for helping. I'm very sweet, and a lot of times my sweetness is used against me. I don't want this to happen. Thanks again." Yeah, I totally feel you, Brittany. I do. And I pretty much have a similar issue. Although once I learned to set boundaries, which I'm like 80% good at, I mean, my kids, I'm not gonna lie, I let them kind of, they don't, I don't have the same kind of boundaries with my kids, but as far as, you know, I do have boundaries with them, but it's a different situation. But there are some people who still have a tendency to want to walk over my boundaries, and sometimes I fall for it, but a lot of times I don't. And sometimes what I have learned the hard way is that sometimes instead of trying to explain to someone why you can't do something, you just don't do it, you know, and that's painful. But some people can't hear you, so you don't talk to them. Maura says, "Hi everyone. I will be driving soon and I won't be on chat, but I will be listening." Cool. Hey Maura, how are you, girl? Kit Kat says to Kelly, "Preach on, girl. I could not agree more. I put the work in and move on." Yes, absolutely. Crystal says, "Haha, the opposite of a possibility, only Angie." Yes, indeed. Yes, I'm a little something weird. It's okay. Ab says, "My wife was so evil." Oh, Ab, I'm so sorry. I know it's painful. Phoenix says, I'm reconfused, doubting my own part. CPTSD signs seem to be the same as end signs with different labels, plus overlap with BPD, ADHD, etc. So confusing." Okay. Phoenix, I understand so much, but I'm going to tell you something. You know, you can find any information you want on the internet. You can find information that will tell you that you're the bad person and that you need to change your whole life and that the other person's the good person. But the truth is, regardless of any of that stuff, the honest to God truth is, whatever the diagnosis, whatever the thing is, if that person is toxic to your life, it doesn't matter. What it comes down to is the diagnosis, the specific type of personality issues don't matter. The best thing you can do is pull yourself away from a person who's toxic to your life, regardless of anything else. Right now, you might feel like getting caught up in the details is helpful because it kind of distracts you from some of the pain. But I would be looking into how to be stronger in setting boundaries, how to love yourself more, how to accept yourself unconditionally, and then go from there. Let me know your thoughts about that. Let's see here. Oh, thanks, Misty. Belle says to Lisa, "I've not met you, but your story touched me. I'm so sorry you're suffering so much. Please do not lose hope. You are stronger than you think. You're stronger than you think." Where's the rest of it? "Many out here right now by you in spirit." Yeah. Did I just have another? Oh, hello, Linnell. Hello, new member, Linnell. Hey, welcome to the inner circle. Make sure you head over and look at the member tab, and I'll be posting that link later, but there's a special link for you to check into and get connected with us. Let's see here. Katie Amber says, I think they are not empathic narcissists. I think they are intuitive narcissists. They read and understand human behavior and feelings, but only for the purpose of exploitation. Yeah, I think that's exactly correct. Yeah. But this is not the case in this lady's case. That's what I'm saying. This person is, I believe, is an empathic person. She has empathy. And so empathic narcissists, they don't go together. You know what I'm saying? Okay, James says, what's the difference between a regular person wanting attention and a narcissist? That's a great question. So a narcissist will automatically get offended if you aren't able to do what they need you to do. Everybody wants attention. Everybody's human, you know, and attention from people that we care about, or even sometimes people that we don't even know, can be alluring, you know, and when we feel lonely, that makes it even harder. But the difference is a narcissist is only going to want to get attention when they want it. And that means you will only get attention from a narcissist when they want your attention. You see what I'm saying? And that might be when you don't want attention, or, you know, when you do want attention, they may not give you attention. They may give you the silent treatment and become very offended that you wanted attention from them. Does that make any sense to you? Let me know your thoughts. Kelly says, my situation is weird. I know where my husband's crap came from. No, I totally get that. I do. But the thing is, Kelly, that I know where my ex-husband's crap came from. I know where my narcissistic parents' crap came from. That doesn't change the fact that they chose to abuse me. That's all I'm going to say. And I don't mean any disrespect. I'm just saying, I bet you every single person in here could look into their narcissist childhood, or almost every single person, and find somewhere that they were traumatized, and find, I mean, I could pinpoint exactly the reason in every single narcissist case I know personally. I could tell you exactly what's wrong with them, why it happened, what happened. But that doesn't mean that knowing that stuff can change them. It can only change me and my ability to function and go forward. So take it for what it's worth. Like I said, if your husband has empathy, you know, and he's actually making an effort, then it's worth the effort. You know, just make sure it's not just behavior modification that he's doing. He has to be doing the work on himself. You know, the core, dig into the core and do the hard work stuff. Work through those traumas that caused him to develop those habits and behaviors. Does that make sense? Let me know your thoughts. Ab says his wife plays the victim really well. Yeah, that's Ab. That is a thing. And it's not just a female thing. Men and women both do it. But yeah, of course they play the victim, because now, see, what she's doing now is getting lots of attention for her. Oh, I was so abused. Everything was so terrible in my marriage. And oh, poor me. Lots of people feel sorry for her right now. And guess what? She likes it. Of course she plays the victim well. I know several people like that. It's very annoying. I feel you, my friend. I feel you. Lisa says, thank you to Bella Vamhurst. Yeah, I just had to sell my daughter's truck. It was the last thing I had of her. Oh, she passed away 2 years ago. I'm so sorry. And the narcissist was helping me to do a motor swap and left. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Shastina says, I have two ADHD kids. I have one. Yeah, my oldest. Ab says, the funny stuff is that her family won't reach out to find out what's really going on. She's been spoiled her whole life. Well, of course they're not. They're going to believe whatever she says, because that benefits them more. They can, you know, they can get, if they are also, if some of them are narcissistic, they may be getting supply from her attention. But also, you know, even in a healthy, I mean, I got lucky with my ex's family because they were actually nicer to me than to him when we split up. But that's pretty much ended at this point. So I think it just depends on the person. But I mean, if you guys were together a long time, you have kids together, I mean, you would hope that at least one person from the family would reach out. But I wouldn't let it bother you. It probably has nothing to do with you. There might be people inside of her family who know better, but they're just not able to listen. You know, and she might be doing this thing where she's, you know, somebody's like, wow, I can't believe Ab would ever act that way. He was such a cool guy. And she might be like, oh, how dare you say that to me? I've been through hell. You know, where she really plays it up and gets lots of sympathy and attention. You thought you knew him, but you didn't know him, blah, blah, blah. You know, you don't know. People love attention. And every narcissist I've ever met has a good sob story to tell about their ex. And often that's how they facilitate new supply as they go forward. I knew my ex-husband would do that. In fact, I found out that 2 or 3 years after I left him, he was walking around the town where I went to college at and showing people this photograph of me and our son that was taken while I was going through the divorce and telling everyone that I took his son from him, which was not true. He chose to walk away. I mean, I did insist on custody, of course, but there was a good reason for that. And the judge agreed, but he had the right to see him once a week. He did need supervised visits, but that's not my fault. That's his fault. So, yeah, I feel you. Leah says, I'm so grateful for you and your fabulously nerdy self. Thank you. I love that. I love that. She said, I also love research, which I'm doing tons of these days after realizing that my ex is a covert narcissist, I think. We still have so much self-doubt. Yeah, I totally feel you there. Kelly says, what he did with her, he'll do to her. Indeed. Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's always, I mean, you know, anyone, for everyone here, for everyone who listens to this on the replay, I just have to say this. None of us is ever going to meet someone and cheat, you know, be a partner in cheating and then get that person to be our faithful spouse after that. It's just not going to happen. They will always, you know, you can't expect that. I mean, maybe somewhere there are people who have done that. But I'm saying 95% of the time, if you participated in cheating with someone on their now ex-spouse, and then you married them, chances are you're getting cheated on. Whether it's now or later, it's probably going to happen. And I know that's harsh to say that, but that's what I think it is. Kit Kat says, I think it gets easier as the patterns continue. There's less and less to shock me. And as long as I know the kids are safe, whether they're bored or even if they are bored and annoyed, I have relaxed the reins and enjoy my days. Yeah, that's an amazing thing. Yes. Yes. Phoenix says, I'm losing my house too. Oh my gosh, Phoenix, I'm so sorry. That's terrible. And Chestina lost her home as well. And you know what, you guys? I just want to say this. And it's not to minimize any pain, but I will tell you this. Sometimes a house is just a house. And I think your home is where you make it. And I know that, I mean, I'm sitting here in the house that I, you know, really worked hard to get into. And I know that it would be very painful for me to lose this house. And I know that it would be painful for those of you who are losing your houses. And I'm not trying to take away from that pain. But what I want you to do is try to focus on what you can control. If it's gone and it's out of your control, start focusing on the future and start thinking about making a new life for yourself in a new place. And in some ways, even though it's not what you want, in some ways, maybe it can be better. Even if you do have to move into a smaller place or you do have to, you know, downgrade a little bit, that could be temporary. And it could be the place where you start to really get your life back. I know that's not the best thing to say, but I think it's the best thing I can say in this situation because it's such a painful realization to have to deal with that you're going to lose your house. I can't even imagine, and I feel for you deeply, and I'm so sorry. I wish I could say something more comforting than that, but the best thing I can say is to try to look to the future and imagine how much better it's going to be without having to deal with that person, without having to continue to go through, you know, triggers from being in the house. And maybe as you're getting ready to move, you can throw away anything that, you know, triggers you or makes you feel that way and start fresh in the new place. I love the idea of starting fresh. I think it's so important. So let me know your thoughts about that. And I'm sorry if I'm saying anything to upset anyone. I certainly don't mean to. I wish I always knew the right words to say. I feel so deeply for you and I'm so sorry. Ab says, I'm 34 years old. Oh, she's 34 years old and has her mom and dad taking care of my son when I can take care of my own son. She does that to live her best life and be a bird. Real talk. Tried to co-parent and she doesn't want that. Okay. You can't co-parent with a narcissist. You can parallel parent. With that being said, you have the right to see your children, my friend. You do. And you have a right to parent your children. And in fact, I'm going to just be really straight up with you. I would go to the court if I were you, and I would raise hell about this. Children need their father. And if you are someone who wants to be in their life and who is a healthy guy and who cares about his kids, and your ex is toxic, like, you need to be in their life. Anyone here who's co-parenting with a narcissist or trying to can attest to that. If we don't have the healthy parent, you know, we're lost. And I think that if I were you, I would go to the court, Ab, and I would say, hey, I want to be in my kids' lives. And I think, truly, I think they would at least give you visitation. You have a right to co-parent your children, and parallel parent in this case. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts. I know it's hard. I know it's expensive, and that sucks. But it doesn't matter if she doesn't want it. It's not her thing to. If those are your children, she doesn't get to decide that you don't get to be in their life. You know what I'm saying? But I know she made you look bad to her family, and I'm guessing it has something to do with the kids. But unless she has some kind of concrete proof against you, the court it's your word against hers. You know what? You go in there, you clean yourself up, you look nice, and you say, you know what? I love my kids and I want my kids in my life. Please let me have my kids in my life. Get yourself an attorney. Find someone that will help you. And if you can't get an attorney, just go in there and be as real and honest as you can and say, I want my kids in my life. Please let me have my kids in my life. Take whatever visitation they offer you and work your way up if you have to. But get those kids in your life. They need you. You know? It doesn't matter if she doesn't want you to co-parent. It's none of her. It's not for her to decide. The minute that she made babies with you, she made that choice. I'm sorry. But in this case, you know, if she's an abusive person and she won't let you be with her kids, your kids, you know, maybe her parents don't want to necessarily take care of your kids all the time. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts, or your son. I have so many thoughts about this. I could talk about this all day. I'm not going to because I have limited time. But Ab, I feel your pain, my friend. I really do deeply feel your pain. And I'm so, so sorry. But if there's anything that I can do, you know, to help, let me know. I don't even know. I wish I had like unlimited funds I could send to everybody for the best lawyers and everything. Where someday, but now I'm just still very small. Yeah. Maura says, James F. is in the mod squad. Oh yeah. Sorry about that. it happened during, I put James on the mod squad after I did that one video that I will not name where I had lots of hate. And he offered, and I was really happy that he did because he's a really great, support. So thank you again, James. And as you know, James Moore and Colleen are also mod squatters, and so are so several other people who aren't here at the moment. But yeah, we have some good people. Darlene says, I'm screaming for help and no one can hear me. Darlene, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I feel bad for your pain. I wish there was more that I could do for you. If you're going to be alone on the holidays, I will tell you this. Our Spanily coaches are putting together some really great stuff. We're going to do hangouts. Two of the coaches will be live streaming on YouTube. One of the coaches will be hosting Spanily get-togethers where we're all going to, like, in a private Zoom room, we're all going to get together and talk and hang out. And we did it on Thanksgiving. It was super fun. So we have lots of stuff happening for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, as well as New Year's Eve. So if you're alone on those days, you don't have to be, you know, and to be on Zoom, you don't even have to be on Facebook or anything. You could just download the free Zoom app and pop in if you know, so even if you're not in the Facebook Spanily, I will make sure to include links to everything here on YouTube as well as at queenbeing.com for anyone who will be alone. I know that's not totally what you're saying at all, Darlene, and I don't mean to imply that is what you're saying. I'm just saying that being alone is painful, especially, my God, when you're grieving something like this, because when you're grieving something like what you've dealt with, first you were abused and then this person did what they did and left you probably spinning. It's horrible. I'm just so sorry, Darlene. Colleen says, "Hi, Maura." Shastina says, "Actually, I have to sell the home this time before I lose it, so it's hitting hard again." Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Shastina. I feel your pain. I really do. I really do. But look, I just want to say this one more time. I'm not saying it's a good thing. It's not a good thing. It's a horrible thing. It's a painful, terrible thing. But what I am saying is, okay, you have to move. You have to sell the place. It sucks. But if you can try to switch your mindset and think, okay, well, I lived with this person for all these years in this house. I'm going to try to look at it the most positive way possible. You know, kind of look at it as the journey of your soul, maybe, where you're kind of, you know, really getting that fresh start. You need it. I mean, I know you got a fresh start a little bit with your daughter and everything when all this happened, but you have so much more to maybe go through, and that sucks. But if you could take this as, you know, painful as it is, try to see it as some kind of an opportunity for growth. Try to see it as a way that you can really change your perception and your life. And I know it's hard. Trust me, I know. I'm not pretending it's not hard. I just wish I had better advice. I really, really do. Ab says, "I need my own TV show on Netflix, Hulu, or cable." Well, for now, I'm going to have to stick to YouTube. But yeah, I'm totally digging that. That would be fun. Kit Kat says, "Thanks, Angie. That's what I was hoping you would say. Unless it's in the decree, I'm not bothering with info. He never offers me that courtesy." Exactly. You know, why bother? I'm totally with you on that. Natasha says, "My friend and I have fallen out because she canceled on me twice for my 50th birthday. So I went on my own and made a new female friend. So I turned a negative into a positive, but it still hurts." Well, I know it hurts, honey, but I mean, my gosh, you couldn't have dealt with it a better way. I'm glad that you did that, and I'm glad that you made a new friend. You know, these narcissists have this way of isolating us from people, and maybe you wouldn't have even made the new friend had she gone with you. You know, I'm so sorry that this happened to you, but I'm so happy that you did make a new friend. And I think, you know, obviously be careful. Don't rush into anything, but maybe it could be the thing. You never know. Maybe she could be someone that would be your friend for life. I just send you big hugs and love, my friend. I'm so sorry that happened on your birthday, and happy birthday, by the way. Ab says, "It's like I had kids with my wife for her and her family. I've not been able to see my son grow. She even keeps the baby from my family. My mom's..." That's sick. "Even his older brother." Yeah, that's really... You know what? I'm telling you, go to the court. Children need their father if their father's healthy. I mean, ideally, we would all have two parents, but... We all know, I bet everybody here knows, there are lots of unhealthy parents. And my guess is that even though she decides she's going to go out and do all the crap she's doing, she's probably not being that great of a mom. And obviously, you know, nothing against her parents, but it's a little interesting, you know, to think about, do you really want the same people raising your child who raised her without your input? It's illegal. They can't keep your child from you. They cannot. I'm telling you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Phoenix says, "Hi, Belle. Good to see you. Rough times. Look how strong we all are. Survivors." Yes, indeed. And James agrees. T says, "Hi, everyone." Hey, T. Noelle says, "Hello. Thanks to you, I woke up after 24 years and realized what was going on in my marriage. A textbook case. I went no contact. She abandoned her two sons with me. Thanks again. I'm sorry that she abandoned the children with you, but I'm hoping that you mean that, you know, that you love them like your own children. I don't understand why anyone would abandon children, but I'm so glad that you were able to get away yourself and go no contact. Big hugs to you. I'm so sorry that happened. Phoenix has big hugs for Darlene. Shastina says, "Hey to James." Colleen says, "Phoenix and Belle, you are warriors. We all are." Sure, indeed. Lisa says, Darlene, I'm so sorry, honey. I will keep you in my prayers." And Metamorphosis is also sorry, Darlene. Kit Kat says, "Once the therapist insisted that he was enjoying seeing me frustrated, it threw the final switch into my head and heart. I can't argue with a professional. Not in my head, and never was." Yeah. Good for you. Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. If he's enjoying seeing you frustrated, then absolutely, you know, then you were spot on all along. So now your suspicions were confirmed if they weren't already, and you're golden, right on. Natasha says, I'm spending Christmas on my own. Anyone else? It's crap, isn't it? Yes, it is crap. But again, don't forget, you don't have to be completely alone on that day. I used to go to big family events for Christmas, and now it's just myself and my kids and my husband in the house, and that's okay. But we do our thing. We make it as special as we can. And this is why the Spanily is doing something special, because Colleen, in fact, who's in the chat with us right now, is the one that's hosting the face-to-face event that we're doing. Like I said, we did it on, and James was there too at the Christmas one, the Thanksgiving one that we did, and it was super fun. I mean, I admit that you guys didn't see my face because I was not, those of you who were there, because I was in my pajamas on Thanksgiving and I didn't want to get dressed, so I didn't, but I was voiced there. But we can do both. You know, you can do voice, you can do chat, just chat with your fingers, or you type and chat with your fingers, or you can do the whole just voice thing, voice cam or typing. Crystal says, always growing. Yes, now I lost my place. Darn it. Okay. Linnell, our new member. Let me find her. I just saw something from her. Gosh, I lost my place again, you guys. I'm so sorry. Okay. Linnell says, sorry. Hello, all. Sorry it took me so long to join. You've been here for me for the past few months. That's awesome, Linnell. Thank you. Lisa says, hey, that came out totally wrong. It was supposed to say, we lived in Tennessee before. Oh, okay. I'm going to not say the rest of what you said about the state, Lisa, because I just don't want to, I don't want to say any more of your information, because I'm guessing that this is your real name. So I'm going to leave that, because I, just in case. Probably it won't be a problem, but just in case. Hello, Donna. Just being real. It's happy to see you. Kelly Vaughn says, silence is power. Don't ask, don't tell. Sometimes being superficial and very quiet rattles them. Yes. Phoenix says, Misty, woohoo, would love to see letters. Right on. Scorp444 says, yes, true nails. I've lost part of the chat because I didn't see what nails said, but Scorp says, everyone thinks narcissists are just selfish. They don't realize there's more to it. Oh my gosh, there's so much more to it. I mean, everybody can be selfish sometimes. I mean, you know, I don't know if I had, I'm trying to think of something that would be me. Oh, I'll tell you what I'm selfish with. Here's one thing I'm selfish with is my coffee. So my son, who's 15, drinks coffee with me now. And if I'm running low on coffee, well, I'll usually still let him have some. But if I'm running low on half and half, which I enjoy in my coffee, then I will make him use powdered creamer. And I feel a little bit stingy for that. But that's what I do. So my point is, everybody has the ability to be selfish on something. And honestly, if my son made a big deal out of it, I would still give him the stupid creamer. But he doesn't. He's cool with it. So anyway, I'm totally all over the place right now. I'm so sorry, you guys. Donna, just being real, says hi to Natasha. Kelly says, no disrespect taken. All info is good info. Right on, girl. Absolutely agree with you on that. And that's something else that I think is really special about survivors and empaths in general is I have found for myself that going through what I went through has forced me to not judge people. And not just that one thing, lots of things in my life, lots of things that happened to me. I think the biggest lesson I've learned out of all of the things that happened to me or that I went through is don't judge people, because you don't really know until you walk a mile in their shoes. You know, one quick example, when I was in college, I was a photographer, and I would always say to myself, you know, I'd see people coming with their kids would be screaming and acting crazy, and I was childless, and I would be like, oh, those people don't know how to be moms. I know how to be a better mom than that. I'll do better than that when I have kids. It turns out toddlers don't give a shit what you say. I'm just saying. And so I literally had to eat my words many times over the years. And that's just one tiny, tiny example of that. So yeah, that's something I've learned, is I don't judge people, and I don't ever close my mind to possibility. Just like Kelly, I don't ever close my mind to possibility. I'm always like, you know what? It's possible. And, you know, if you tell me that an alien is going to land in my yard tomorrow, I'm open to the idea, because I'm not saying that I really think that's going to happen. I'm just saying that if you explain to me that that's going to happen and you share with me some facts that you believe to, you know, this is why I think it's going to happen, I am totally open. And I promise you, I'm going to be sitting out there with my camera Roland at the time you tell me it's happening. I mean, because why not? Not to say that I believe everything that comes my way, but I'm open to possibilities. I always say this to my kids and they think I'm such a weirdo, but I'm always content to wonder. You know, I'm okay not knowing answers sometimes. I'm okay to think about the possibilities. I love it. And I think that's really cool that you said that, Kelly. That's awesome. Okay. Phoenix says, oh, got too excited and thought it was done. We need to. Yes. Yes. Yeah, totally into that. Okay. Not sure what we're talking about, but the chat moved on me. And so I won't let me scroll back up all the way, but okay. Jennifer. Yeah, Jennifer, as I explained, that was my opinion. I do think there's a possibility to it. Yes. Misty says, Phoenix, I'll be starting something after the holidays and Angie and I will get everyone on board. Yes. We have some really amazing, exciting stuff coming, actually, from the Spanily and the coaches, the Queen Bean coaches. I can't even tell you all the things because it's good. Stay tuned. okay. Darlene says, I've emailed you, Angie. I'm looking forward to any help you can direct me to. Okay. I will look for that after this session, Darlene. Thank you. Scorp says, but I want to say this too, Darlene, please do not, please keep looking, and everything, but I'm going to ask this person to help you because I think she will want to help you. And I think she'll probably do it for you out of the kindness of her heart if she's able to. She's still herself healing from some other stuff that's happened. So we have to talk about it first, but I will respond to your email as soon as I speak to her, which will be tomorrow. So just keep that in mind. Don't just keep taking care of yourself in the meantime. And don't let anyone in your space, and I mean your emotional space, who's going to make you feel worse than you already do. Do your very best to just keep your spirits as high as you can, or at least to forgive yourself for anything you're blaming yourself for now. Okay. Yes, Scorp, you're right. They love to play the victim. Nail says, better just to not try and explain, just to not try to explain it to them. We just end up sounding like the crazy one. Yes. That is legit. I know exactly. Phoenix says, awesome, Misty. Linnell says, I'm starting to write it all out so I don't have it inside anymore. Just have it in the right place as a tool to use when needed, not a death sentence to haul around. What, as a trophy? Yeah, you know, she says, put all your energy into yourself and the best it can be, and it will multiply for you. Linnell, you're spot on. You're spot on. I love that. I love it. And you're absolutely right. Writing it down is so, it's important when you're feeling the pain like that, because like you said, it's important to use it as a tool. It is. There are so many times when, you know, you might be out 2 weeks, let's say, and you might be just feeling desperate to just check on them, or, oh, they've really begging me to come back and they swear to God they're going to change and everything's going to get better. And then it doesn't change. You know, because of course it's not going to change. That's who they are. And so having that list of, these are the things that I've gone through, this is the pain that I feel right now, or, you know, journal or whatever, look at it whenever you feel like being, you know, giving up on your no contact, because I'm telling you, it could save your life. Literally. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Scorp agrees with Nails here on this one. Misty says, there you go, Phoenix. I write that out. I write out what bothers me too. Yeah, it's smart. Love it. Okay. Bye, Maura. Kelly says he's working with his older sister. They have conversations about the way they were treated and emotionally abused as kids. It's pretty bad. I'm only now learning this stuff. I see how it shaped him. Look, I mean, that's a big deal, Kelly, for them to admit it and to work together on it. My gosh, I mean, this could be a thing. And again, I have to say, if there's no empathy, if there is empathy, it's good. If he's able to start to recognize the trauma he experienced as a child, it's good. It is. Because most narcissists, you know, I've seen narcissists say, oh, I was abused as a child, and then still continue to abuse other people. They just do it in a different way. But if there's empathy there, if he has the ability to feel you on stuff, if he has the ability to care how you feel when it doesn't benefit him, then there's a lot of hope there. So putting it out there. Yeah. As Scorp says, everyone has, you know, a narcissistic, some, you know, look, narcissism is simply self-interest. And if you don't have a little narcissism, that's bad. You know, because literally it is what makes us get up in the morning and get dressed and get out of bed and feed ourselves and go to work and all that stuff. But when it becomes toxic, you know, when it becomes toxic to yourself and other people around you, then we're talking about toxic narcissism. That's a whole different animal than normal. It's a spectrum. It's a spectrum. You have people who are normal over here, people with high self-esteem right here, people who are a little selfish right here, toxic narcissists, you know, sociopaths, psychopaths, all that over there. So like it's a whole spectrum. Yeah. The point at which it becomes toxic, again, when it becomes very toxic, is the lack of empathy, in my opinion. There are lots of other reasons it's toxic, but all of those things, in my opinion, can be traced back to the fact that they just really don't care how you feel, so they say and do whatever they think. If we're honest, if we didn't care how people in our lives felt, we might act totally differently, right? Think about it. Like, if I'm in a hurry and I, you know, somebody in front of me on the road is going too slow and I don't care how they feel and I don't care what happens to me, maybe I'm just going to like blow past them and hit their car and move it out of the way and, you know, not care. And that sounds silly, but I'm just saying if as humans, we didn't care how other humans felt, we would act a lot differently. And that's, I think, why the narcissists do what they do, because they don't care how anybody feels, or at least the people that they claim to love, they don't care how they feel and many other people. And so they act accordingly. You know, if you think someone isn't a real person, they don't have real feelings, you don't care how they feel, you're going to treat them that way. And you're going to think of them that way. And that's why these people are so toxic, in my opinion. It gets deeper than that, of course. But if you just want to like simplify it and find one point where they're all the same, that's it. Yeah. Scorp says, I'm glad to talk to people who understand. I love that, Scorp. Thank you. Belle says to Lisa, I apologize. I missed your message. I'm sorry you had to sell your daughter's truck. It hurts my heart. I believe your daughter is closer to you than ever, knowing your grief. Peace. I'm so sorry. Phoenix says, new start feels great. Interim homelessness is scary. I totally get that. I do. I get it. But just try your hardest to stay focused on, you know, what you can control. I know there have been times in my life when I have had to literally, like, force myself to not go down the road of, oh my God, my whole life's about to end. Because I knew that if I did, then I would be screwed. Okay. And what I know for sure, one thing, is if you are going through something and you keep your eye on the prize, as in the place that you must end up to be safe, and you just stay focused and you don't let people give you the negative bull crap in your ears. You know, you don't, like, here's the situation. So there was a situation where my husband, he was switching job things and there was like some stuff up in the air. And it was scary because at the time, my business was just starting. I didn't know if we were going to make it, if he'd lost his job. And I had this friend and she kept saying, what if he loses his job? What if he loses his job? What if he loses his job? And I was like, finally, I just had to say, look here, I can't even think about that. Okay. He's not going to lose his job. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to be fine. Thank you. Stop saying that. And that's what I did. And guess what? We were fine. So I'm not saying that it's fail proof. I'm just saying, what else can you do? If you sit around and you stress yourself out and you make yourself sick, you're definitely going to have problems. But if you stay focused on what you can control, and you know, I say to myself all the time, still today, I can handle anything. I know it. I always fix the problems if the problems, you know, I can handle anything. And that's what I do. And I think you can too. Tell yourself that. I can handle anything. And Lisa, being that you are pregnant and you were a mom, then you know how strong mama bear love is, right? So bust it out, girl. You are not only taking care of you now, you're taking care of these babies in your tummy, I know it's not really your tummy, I'm just being silly, but really, you're taking care of these babies now. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes and I want you to just feel it coming up inside of you, that mother love. And I want you to know that is what we are, that's how we lift trucks off children, okay? You can do this, Lisa. You can. I know it's hard, honey. I know it is. But that's something that being a mother has done for me. It's given me this ability to change in ways that I never thought was possible. And one of those ways is there's this something inside of me that's crazy strong, and I know I will get through anything because of it. And I think we all have it. But for me, because I didn't love myself for so long, and because I had kids before I loved myself, that's where I had to find that strength. And if you need to use your mother love to pull yourself through, then do it. Because sometimes we have to reparent ourselves. Sometimes we have to, you know, recognize, well, we had crappy parents, and we can't like exist on that kind of background. So we have to kind of create our own support system. I don't know if I'm making any sense. I hope I am. But Lisa, I promise you, stay strong, my friend. Don't give up on this. You can do this. Pull that mother love up out of yourself and be the force of nature that you know you can be. Woo! Kelly says, get your groove back, ladies. Yes. Yes. In fact, that's what I'm doing by fixing my hair today. That's a silly thing to say because it's a lot different than actual groove, but it sure helps. Linnell says, something very new. My mother, who would not hear anything bad of her past husband, but now with the growth I have done and with the answers I'm sharing with her, answers as to why do my kids act this way. Linnell, I really want to see the rest of that. I assume that you're saying your mom's actually making some progress. And Linnell, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that with me. Linnell also says to Lisa, try really hard not to learn anything else about this woman. Get to the shelter now. Detach. The sooner the better. If he's giving nothing, go and cut the extra dead weight off your back. I totally agree. Pia Leah says, thanks, Angie. I love and appreciate you for having our backs when no one else does. You are a blessing. Happy holidays to you. Thank you, Pia. Hugs and love to you, my friend. And I got to say, I'm so blessed. You know, as you guys know, I started out by myself in this deal, but I'm not by myself in this deal anymore because I have all of you and I have my amazing admin team, my amazing mod squad, and my amazing coaches, co-coaches at Queen Being now. We have Misty, we have Lise, we have Colleen. I'm blessed. And so it is because I feel so blessed that I want to continue to bless you as much as I can. I tell you right now, I have this fantasy. Maybe it'll be a reality someday. I have this idea that one day I would love to have like a huge piece of land that I could just create as like a sanctuary for survivors who need to get out, you know, and maybe some would stay forever and maybe some would come through and heal and move on. I just would love to have like this whole space, the safe space that would be kind of out in the middle of nowhere, but with internet, and it would allow us to, you know, commune with each other and to keep each other safe when we need it. And someday, I'm not there yet. Right now, I'm still regular. But if I ever get there, y'all are going to be the first to know. Yeah. Gosh, there's so many comments I'm missing. Okay, Shastina says, since we lost our home, my now adult children won't see our home now as home. It sucks, truly. Losing this home now hurts as it was my mom's who passed right before the discard loss of the other home. Oh, Shastina, I'm so sorry, but can I just say this? And maybe you're right. Maybe it won't be the same, but your adult children, they're going to see you as home. And if you are not in the same home they grew up in, that's going to be a little harder, but that's not going to change the fact that you are their mother and that you, where you are is home. Do you know what I mean? You have to start to see it that way. I know it's painful. I know it doesn't make it easy, but it's okay to be sad. It's okay to grieve it, especially given that it was your mother's house. And it sucks that your narcissist did that to you. But you have to see it from the perspective of wherever I am, that's where home is. Wherever you make your home, wherever you hang your hat, you know, make your home. Even if you get a tiny apartment, make your home in that apartment. You know, keep things that are important to you and make sure they go up on the walls, even if they look different. We can create fresh starts. I should have called this stream Fresh Starts. But yeah, I mean, it's been, I know it's painful. I know it doesn't make it any better. But I'm telling you, the biggest thing I've learned in my life about how to make my life better is change my perception to start and go from there. And if you can do that, if you can try to see it from the most positive possible perception and do your very best to avoid thinking negatively as much as you can, you will see an improvement. I promise you, you will. You will. It won't be so easy all the time, but it can. Lisa says his new supply is crazy. She faked court documents, DNA tests, and ultrasound to get him back from me, and is supporting a baby that's not his while I'm pregnant with his children. Oh my God, Lisa. Girl, I'm not trying to be funny, but like, I would want out of that situation. I know you do, but I mean, that's horrible. That's like some movie stuff. I'm so sorry. Gosh. I do not have a set. Uki Aki, I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm saying your name right, but Aki says, I'm going to say Aki, says, thanks for your videos, Angie. My husband and I finally found out about covert narcissism. That is the exact label but on his mother. Now, after years of knowing there was something wrong with her. Oh, I've been there, honey. That's rough. But it does help to know, doesn't it? Yeah, thank you. Jessica Reed says, hey, Angie. Hey, everyone. Hey, Jessica. Colleen, Lisa says, him and his dumb Newark mind. Don't think a psychopath will go that far to keep what she thinks she owns. That they always fake pregnancies and babies and ultrasounds. A typical narc move. Yeah, I don't really... I mean, yeah, narcissists have no limits. They'll do anything. And I would say she is more of a psychopath or a sociopath than a narcissist if she's doing all that stuff. I'm so sorry. Josh says, hi, everybody. Love the channel. Provides lots of help. Thank you, Josh. Scorp feels for you, Ab. Jessica says, ask for a psych evaluation. Good point. Yeah. Linnell says, Lisa, try really hard not to. I already got that one. Okay. Misty says, anyone who feels they can't afford to file court papers, there is a way to make it no cost. It's one extra step, but usually instant answers. You hear that? And Misty, she's at divorceyournarcissist.com. You can also get at her in the Divorce Your Narcissist group or, you know, in Span. So y'all can, her name's the same on Facebook. So Linnell says, I'm doing that next, right on. Belle says to Natasha, yes, I believe I'll be alone yet again for Christmas. I'll try to make it special in my own ways that I can afford and I'm capable of doing. It hurts. I'll think of you that day. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. Christina says, in Washington, there's a new law. It was called abusive conflict. Oh, I'll have to look into that one. Linnell says, lucky me, I have all the paperwork in our marriage, but a lot of debt. Oh, I feel you. I feel you. Shastina says, hugs, darling. I know that same feeling. Yeah. I'm running out of time right now, guys. I have to rush out of here. Linnell says he flipped a bit when he said, what? You want half of my retirement too? I said, yes, 30 years in the business goes with him, not me. Hell yeah, I want half of everything but the debt. I think that's fair. Christina says, had an 8-day divorce trial due to his behavior and destruction of my character. I cut ties with every person I know and went to the address confidentiality program. Oh my gosh. Christina, that's horrible. I'm so sorry, but I'm glad that you're safe. Christina said she lost everything, home, car, job. That's so unfortunately common. It is, and it doesn't make it easier, and I'm so sorry. Addie says, hi, Angie, just to say thanks. You've helped me throughout your videos. Thank you so much, Adele. Thank you. Shastina says, Darlene, I'm always alone too, but I do have Spanily. Yes. Kelly says the camera loves me. That's nice. Thank you. I don't know if that's entirely true. Phoenix says, yes, Shastina and Spanily. I love that. Love it, Phoenix. Oh, it's Maddie Gutierrez. Hello, Maddie. Another mod squatter in the house. Hello. She says, I made it, but I'm late. I'm late, but I made it. Hi, Miss Angie and Roomies. Hello, Miss Maddie. Slide in, Maddie, says Kelly. Jessica says, I would like to make a new female friend. Well, that's what we're here for. But with all that being said, I just want to say this to you guys in this group. Please do not share like personal contact information here, because this chat, even though we're just we're doing this right here, this is a public chat, so we don't want to risk anyone's safety, and I want you to just be very careful, okay? Jessica says, I recently had to go no contact because she couldn't own up to what she did. Good for you. You have to do it sometimes. Natasha says, yes, Angie, she is a grounded person, the type I need. That's awesome. Okay, now I'm losing I've lost my place in the chat again. It just jumped on me, so... I wish I could stay here and talk to you guys. Thank you, Allie. Hello, Miss Lily. Hello, Claudia. Jack, hello. I'm so sorry. I wish I could stay and talk some more, but I've got a client call in a few minutes. I can't believe I have been on for so long. I guess I need to do this more often again. But I will try to come back and see you guys again sooner than later. And we'll do another live stream. Until then, I really look forward to these chats, and I really love talking with you guys, and I wish I could stay all day. I will see you all soon. I will probably not post a video today, but I will have a video for you tomorrow, and so on and so forth. I look forward to chatting with you. If you haven't seen some of my recent videos, you might want to go check them out. A couple of them are a little controversial. Please be nice. Yeah. Lisa says, Angie, I'm with you. Yeah, I told God the same thing. If I ever win the lottery, I'll build a shelter for women going through this type of abuse. Yeah, totally, girl. I'm with you. With you. I have this idea of this big ranch type thing with lots of little houses, and or even like a big hotel style thing, you know, where everybody could like live there and like work there together, and it would run on our power, you know, as in our ability to self-sustain as much as possible. You know what I mean? With different things. I have lots of ideas. Okay. Okay. Hugs and love to all of you. Yes, love yourself. Okay. Everybody, I'm stepping out. I'm so sorry. I love you all. I will see you as soon as possible. I don't have a schedule right now. I'll see you as soon as possible. Definitely a new video tomorrow. Hugs and love. And as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. Thank you for letting me be a part of yours. One last thing. YouTube will let this chat stay alive for about 20, 30 minutes, I think. I think it's 20 minutes after this session is over. So feel free to keep chatting until then. All right. See you soon. Thank you.